It means jerk off in Greek, is what
it means.
That's
not a big deal. Jerk off.
Okay, well, then like what do you want?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
You motherfucker, you. Hey, everybody, good evening. This is Madhouse Radio, and I am live. Hey. Video feed down once again due to audio problems. We sacrifice the video for good audio. Our priority always here in the show is audio. I have too much bass. Eliminating bass. I have not enough bass. There we go. Let's test this out. Saxophone. There we go. A little bit of treble there. A little bit of medium right there. There we go. That sounds better. That's more like it. That sounds like me. Oop, that's not me. There we go. All right. Hey, everybody. Madhouse Radio is here tonight. We are live. It is January 29th, a Thursday. Thursday the 29th. Used to be my favorite night of the week. Not anymore. Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. All right. I don't want to make you guys feel bad because we do this Thursday night thing. It's still my favorite night of the week. I always enjoy getting like 3 hours of sleep after the show so I can go to work the next morning. Nothing like that for the last 3.5 years. With me here tonight so far is Tuck. Big Tuck, Tucker Mike, Program Mike Tucker, Maximum Tuck, also known as the Tuck. Mekalika hi, Mekahani ho.
I can hear your voice, but I can hear you in the audio, and then you have a good little music and sound effects and whatnot you might be doing.
You're not hearing the sound effects that I'm doing.
Just
all right, well, let me see if I can fix that. Let's see.
Yeah.
There we go. Maybe that works. How's that sound? Does that work now?
There we go.
Good. Now we got stuff. Good deal. Figured that out.
Oh, my God. I'm here. I'm here. Madhouse Radio. Oh, my God.
Knock it off. Now, I wanted to mention now here our good friend Evil Shuli is mentioning that phrase, Banchud. That we had a lot of... Yeah, buddy. Today I got an Indian, or a Hindu, I should say, whatever they call them. He teaches my Wi-Fi class. And the kid that sits next to me, he wanted to get his attention. He doesn't know his name. You know, it's like Mr. Patawa Lamadamajad or something. I don't know. So he asked me, hey, do you know the professor's name?
Okay.
He said, do you know the professor's name? Yeah, yeah, that's Mr. Banchud. I had to stop him. I could. He was about to go, hey, Mr. B. He had his hand up already, and he took the breath to say, hey, Mr. Banchud. And I said, no, hang on, don't say that. I don't know his name. Let me look at the syllabus. Hang on. I gave him my copy of the syllabus, and he got the name off of that. I don't know my teacher's names. I think out of my last 2 terms in college, I don't remember any of their names. Maybe one of their names. I don't ever pay attention to what I go there, they teach me. I don't know. If I need to know their name, it's because I have to email them. And I have no need or desire to email my professors. I don't need that kind of direction. I can handle myself. I run that class, man. I run my classes. I could teach the class better than so-called professors
right.
can.
Well, look at you.
What happened to the nice American professor?
Get your together.
I don't mean to offend you, but out of my 4 classes this year, 2 of them are by Indians. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but where are we at this point where technical classes that I take are having to be taught from the outside world? It happens a lot, apparently. I see a lot of pharmacists or foreigners. You don't see the classic American, you know, pharmacist.
That would take India back from India, you know what I mean? As far as, like, outsourcing and technical helpfulness.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not talking bad about them. I'm talking bad about us. I mean, that's all power to the Indians, you know, and, you know, from the people from that region, the Punjab.
Yeah, but I'm talking about us.
Yeah.
I'm talking about town to... give us work again.
Yeah, it's a kick
Maybe
in the ass.
You,
it's not their fault.
Like,
don't get mad if you go to the pharmacy and your prescription is being filled by, you know, Dr. Patel. Because Dr. Patel, it's not his fault that, you know, on the American side of things, we're not keeping
up. I don't mind Dr. Patel filling up my pills.
they're all, no offense, guys, but really, there are so many Dr. Patels. I challenge you to look in your local phone book if they even exist anymore, or Google your hometown and put in Dr. Patel.
I challenge Martin Luther to have a whole Dr. Patel night.
We could have a Dr. Patel show. I swear to God, we could. Every other doctor who's from India is named Dr. Patel. It's funny thing, my mom was...
Martin Luther now has an assignment.
Yeah, my mom was in a hospital last January, as a matter of fact, and I was in there, and I saw this Indian doctor, and I told Athena, half-joking around, I said, I bet you that's Dr. Patel. She's like, oh, Carlos, come on. And then sure enough, about 5 minutes later, we're leaving the elevator. Athena went out to smoke a cigarette, and we're on our way back to my mom's room. And we hear over the intercom system, Dr. Patel, room XXX, Dr. Patel. It's like, I told you, the fucker. They're all named Dr. Patel. We had a conversation on one of our Monday shows.
Mr. Gonzalez.
Well, yeah, you remember we called the Cuban restaurant, and I asked the guy, Eric, and I said, Eric Fernandez? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know you. Good guess. But then I kept asking
of
for...
Course there, yeah.
Who am I asking for? I'm asking for Gonzalez and Enrique. No, what was I saying? I kept asking for, like, Lopez and Gonzalez or something. They got kind of upset.
Yeah.
Those are the Cuban restaurant calls.
I remember that one.
Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, I want to let you know I got a notification today by email from Spoofcard. This is breaking news, Tuck. I did share this with you before. We have breaking news from Spoofcard. Fortunately, they have scheduled maintenance from 12 midnight tonight Eastern Standard Time until 7 a.m. So basically we have about an hour and 37 minutes until it says, it doesn't say for sure the calls won't work. But it says, expect trouble making calls. So we may end up doing a short show tonight. That's the case.
International card ready to go.
Right. Well, yes, international card would be good. I don't have one of those yet. Still don't have one of those. But Lonesome Losers in the house, I think, maybe that's a sign. Let's get to those American calls early and fast and quickly. We have a lot of listeners here checking out. We got some news articles. We'll just save the news for the last, then whatever. We'll go ahead and we'll play a few bits or something, some old pranks, or we'll just call it a night. I don't care, An extra hour of sleep for me. Maybe I'll play some Phil Henry's or something. All right, so if you want to reach me here tonight, you can. My website is madhouselive.com. It should be on your screen somewhere at some point eventually. Again, that's madhouselive.com. You can also reach me on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers. Madhouse Radio is the screen name. Again, Madhouse Radio if you're listening and you're also on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. And also if you're on MSN Messenger, which apparently means you're from Europe or something. No Americans really use MSN Messenger. A lot of foreigners is all I get from there. Nothing wrong with you guys as long as you speak English and you're, like Barack said, if you're for freedom. If you like freedom, if you want the taste of freedom, we will.
Why is ICQ Russian?
Thank you. I don't know. Yeah, that's a. I haven't been on ICQ. I don't know since the 9th. That's still September 10th. To me, I don't know.
I only have like one ICQ friend, and every other weird random hit is a Russian
spam kind of thing, I guess. There's one that logs in. I have an ICQ for Madhouse Radio. I don't even know. Is it? If anybody out there is an ICQ, I'll tell you what it is. I always log into it. Maybe not. Actually, I think I took it off the rotation finally. I used to have an ICQ number that I used to log into. And I think with this last reinstall of XP that I did about a month ago, I finally stopped connecting to it. So never mind. Actually, no, it does say I have ICQ here. Look at that. Interesting. I'll get that number. I doubt anybody. If anybody out there has an ICQ, let us know. We'll give you five Madhouse dollars if you promote us on there to the Russians.
I can actually type in English. You get a bonus.
Yeah. I want to say a big what's up to everybody who's listening tonight. Of course, New News in the House, Lonesome Loser. Was in the house for a moment there. I lost him. Whoa. Sure, he'll be back here confirming away. Kokanee Douche is back. Douche, make yourself green. You have the ability. We've proven that. Get with our good friend Evil Artie, and he'll teach you how to make yourself green in the chat room, and you can leave us alone. That'd be nice. Trish the Dish is here as well. Assorted others. Andy, who is mentioning about the Magic. Did the Magic win tonight? Who do we play tonight? Cleveland? The game's over by now, I think, right? Andy, report to me. Let me know what happened tonight in the Magic game. Cleveland over the Magic, please tell me now. We lost the big game to the Celtics, unfortunately, last week. I was here live when that happened, and we also lost Sienna. So we're moving back up here. We're still doing good. We didn't lose any place. Still first in our division, and I believe we're second or third in the conference. You know what I mean? I'm rambling. This is some prank calls. I don't have numbers. That's why I'm rambling.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Prank call time.
You don't play sports. They're icky, aren't they? Anyway, let me play this here real quick while I get a prank call ready up on the board. Oh, so Trish is Brandon's wife. I thought they were familiar. Did they just get... Okay, when I click Windows Media Player, it brings me to another window that says radio and doesn't open Windows. I click on where it says launch the Madhouse Player, and the audio comes in choppy. I don't know. We're having a choppiness problem. That's not good if that's the case. Let me know if I'm overmodulated or the music's too high or something. I'll try to work on that. Check your buffer, you know, your buffer. Check your buffers. Taryn LM says it better be fucking good today. Do not disappoint me. Well, it's tonight there, Mr. Foreigner and MSN, as you have proven it well. Magic up 17 in the fourth. LeBron crying like a bitch. Wow. So the game isn't over yet. Let me turn that on real quick. Or are you saying that we were up 17 in the fourth at one point? LeBron crying like a bitch. What is he crying for? What's wrong with LeBron, man? He's all this... LeBron James, that's something about him. He hasn't really done anything exceptional for me, like, lately. I haven't been impressed with Mr. James. He's got to step it up a notch. He's got to do something. He's got to get into some scandal. He's got to, like, start fighting dogs or something like that, man. Get into it.
Sit and coke up a horse's ass or something.
Do something. Yeah. What else do celebrities get? Oh, the porno tape, of course. You know, we do the whole thing with Rotisserie Wallace, always with the porno tape. It's always funny to do, too. Cuban Restaurant is the name of that prank call that I was talking. That's a series of five. I'm going to guess number three is where I might start asking for random Hispanic names, and one of them actually hit.
Thank you for calling Cuban Bistro. Eric speaking.
Who's this?
It's Eric speaking.
Eric, are you this big, great man?
Yep.
Are you the big, great manager that everyone's saying they're going to put me through to, and then they just hang up on me on purpose?
They're probably putting on hold. I was on the other line. That's probably what happened.
Well, how come you answered the phone so quick now?
Because I knew there was somebody on hold for me.
Well, maybe you should, you know, answer the call in the order they're received.
Okay.
What's the code over there for people to get good service? What do I have to do? Do I have to be a Hispanic man in order to get proper service there? I had a question about the meat, the cut of the meat, sir. Cutting the meat.
Okay.
Now I was saying,
what's your question?
I was telling Gonzalez, that guy Gonzalez picked up the phone. You know who I'm talking about?
No, sir.
Some Puerto Rican. I don't know. Some Puerto Gonzalez Rodriguez, something like that. I told him that when I go to Rodriguez's place, they cut the meat really soft for me because I have sensitive. I have like soft teeth. And he said, well, I have to find out. And I said, well, if not, I need a bowl of mashed potatoes. And he said, oh, I don't do mashed potatoes. We don't have mashed potatoes here. That's not fair. You're supposed to have a vegetarian option, soft version of something for people who have sensitive teeth, like myself and the elderly.
Okay, I'm not quite understanding what you're asking for, that you wanted to order something?
I want to order soft food. But Gonzalez...
Okay, we have... There's...
You know...
I don't know what you're talking. We don't have no Gonzalez here.
I don't know his name.
If you want to order something, we have our menu. If you want to order
Hermano.
Something, just go ahead and order.
Hermano, listen. You hear me? What I was asking, because I have sensitive teeth, is if maybe... Do you have someone there could chew the meat for me and put it in my mouth like a baby bird?
You're crazy, dude.
No, it's...
Ma'am, can I help you?
Hi, yeah. I called you a minute ago.
I'm sorry?
I called just a minute ago. Can you get me for the Chinese restaurant?
The what?
The Chinese restaurant.
I wouldn't know.
Is this the Cuban Bistro?
Yes, it is.
I was talking to Gonzalez there earlier, and he hung up on me, and then Eric hung up on me, and then Hector hung up on me.
There's no Hector or Gonzalez. We have an Eric.
You know, you Puerto Ricans don't know how
Excuse
to...
Me?
You Puerto Ricans, sir.
Well, I'm not Puerto Rican, and we're not a Puerto Rican restaurant.
Dude, it's the Cuban Bistro. You're a bunch of Puerto Ricans over there. Can I speak?
Really?
I have business with that Eric feller. If you could put that arrogance.
He's actually unavailable right now.
Where's Rodriguez at?
That's his last name.
Exactly. Where's Rodriguez at? Go put Roddy on. Tell him that it's Jack Valencia on the line and he needs to take this call. Do you know, hey, you want me to tell you the truth? You know he hasn't paid the rent there in 2 months? That you guys haven't paid the rent there in 2 months? Did you know that? I know that. You know why? Because I own the fucking building. That's why. Go put Eric on the line.
Just a moment.
All right, thank you.
Now you fucking bozo.
I thought you were calling the other one back.
My bad. Hey, Gonzalez.
Okay. This is a live call to the same place. Revisiting the Cuban restaurant. Let's talk about Rodriguez.
Good evening, this is Jacob at Cuban Bistro.
Hey, can I speak with Rodriguez, please?
Yes, master's calling, please.
This is Valente, old friend. We got old business to settle. I need to speak to Rodriguez as soon as possible, please.
One second.
Is Gonzalez there? All right, good. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Speaking with Eric Rodriguez. Eric Rodriguez is the manager there, and he's not Puerto Rican. Magic win, 99-88 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. I believe that is their third in a row.
Oh, my God, yay!
Good for them. Good work, boys. Look at Dwight Howard. Doesn't he have a jersey on? He's got a black Adidas thing. What's that about? What do you want, Milkman? Milkman's here, everybody, for those who care. Man. All you Milkman fans. This is taking too long. Let's go back.
Hermanito.
Hey, man. Let's,
how we doing, everybody? I'm Casey Cashman. How's all you syndicators? How's it going?
You're sounding much better there, Mr. Man Milk. Good. It's a funny thing. Milkman, I saved you in my new phone, my new G1. Dude, it's awesome, bro. It's the most awesomest phone
really?
Ever awesome.
I'm not breaking up, am I?
No, you sound good. A little loud, but that's okay. We're used to it. Hey, man, I saved you in my phone as a contact, and you're called, it comes up as Man Milk. Man, comma, milk. So whenever you call me, it says Man Milk calling. It's really, really funny. They saw it at work today, and they made fun of me.
Wow.
they think I'm a gay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Hey, I got somebody here, man, you want to say hi to?
No. No, really. Who do you got?
I got a special guest speaker. No.
No.
Yeah, here. Say hi. Say hi, Carlito.
I am bisexual.
Hi, Carlito.
Who is that? Who is that, Milkman?
I'm going to the coach. You might not be registered.
That's Yeager.
Yeager. Do I know this person?
Can you hear it, Yeager?
Oh, my God.
Not very well. No, I can't really hear.
All right, okay. Milkman, that's kind of creepy. You let me know.
So anyway, Yeager's listening and wanted to say hello.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Yeager. Yeager. Okay.
Another listener.
Wow. Milkman making friends over there in Los Angeles, visiting visiting the bathhouse, huh? Awesome,
absolutely.
Man. Good deal. Awesome, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You careful you don't get that gay cancer.
You was just on the show.
The gay cancer is a killer, man.
Hollywood Boulevard there.
I heard you get gay cancer from kissing and everything.
Stepping up. Going crazy.
All right, guys, be quiet now. Let's go ahead and do another prank call. Let's play some more Cuban restaurant. Do I have any more? Let's play the first one of the Cuban restaurant. We're going to call them back again. Going back in time.
Hey, is this the Cuban place?
Yes.
You guys do good sandwiches?
Only doing lunch.
Oh, man, what do you guys do tonight? You got some ropa vieja?
We have ropa vieja, lechon asado.
Hey, whoa, hey, buddy, hang on. I don't know all about that stuff. Well, how many, do you use yellow potatoes or white potatoes?
We have mashed potato, though.
Yeah, but is it yellow or mash or white mash?
They're white.
But you mash the potatoes yourself, right? You're not using the flakes.
No, it comes with garlic mashed potato.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Can you put me down for a bowl of potatoes, please?
To go.
You're calling Cuban Bistro.
Hey, do you have the mashed plantain?
Mashed plantains? No, we don't.
Who is this, Rodriguez?
I'm sorry, who?
I called for Rodriguez, and this kid hung up on me. Some kid picked up the phone. Why do you have kids answering the phone? You put a man on the phone, man. Is this Rodriguez?
I don't know. Who would you like to speak to? I'm sorry, I don't know who you're talking about.
I need to speak to Rodriguez. Eric Rodriguez. Eric, you don't have Eric Rodriguez there?
No.
How come I called earlier and they were going to put Eric on the line? And, this is Eric, isn't it?
Who?
This is Eric. Hey, Eric, listen. Okay, Eric, seriously, when are you guys going to follow up on the rent? They're going to call him back. Seriously, guys. There's nothing more scary than the rent. That went nowhere. We're going to call him back about the rent. Hang on, everybody.
Yeah, can you put some butter in that for me?
Potato?
Side of butter.
Do you want a side of mashed potato?
No, I want the bowl of mashed potatoes. One space.
We don't have a bowl. We only have sides.
Oh, we got a box?
We only have sides. We don't have books.
What's the biggest holder thing that you use?
Depends how much you want. We have catering plate. We have trays. You want to get a tray?
Can you fill a whole tray with mashed potatoes and then put like a bunch of butter in the middle of it?
Yes.
Look, if I'm bothering you, sir, I mean, you know, times are tough.
Good evening, Mr. Jacob of Cuban Bistro. How may I help you today?
Am I bothering you or something, sir? I don't understand why this is the third time I have to call to speak to Eric. What is going on? What kind of business is this?
First of all, I have no clue what you're talking about. You've obviously been talking to somebody else.
Well, I've been hung up on twice very rudely, and the last gentleman, when he hung up, he made like voice under his mouth, and it was dirty words.
Really? Well, that's amazing that you could hear the dirty words he was saying under his breath as he was pulling the phone away, sir.
Because I could hear behind the phone and everything. He said dirty like an epithet, I think. It sounded like it to me, but it was definitely like pretty low, but I think he thought he was muting the phone.
It was pretty low, but it was loud enough for you to hear, correct?
But I thought it was muting. I think he thought the phone was on mute or he was trying to cover it.
I was actually right here, sir.
Do you know what he said?
He actually didn't say anything, sir. So the whole point of this is that if you have a problem, if you have something that you feel is not being taken care of,
I'll tell you
what you can go ahead. I'm sorry, yes?
I'll tell you what the problem is. I need to speak.
What's that?
I need to speak to Eric Rodriguez.
You're speaking to the manager on duty right now, sir.
Where is Eric Rodriguez? When is he coming in again?
That is none of your business.
When
first of all,
he call
sir,
again?
You do not call and you do not call a place of business and
I am calling
to anybody. You do not do that, sir.
What I'm saying to you is that
my name is Jacob. I am the manager on duty right now. How can I assist you?
And I asked if Eric Rodriguez is there, and you can't give me a yes or no. I need to speak to Eric Rodriguez, you son of a bitch. Put him on the phone now.
You son of a bitch. Okay, sir, I'm going to have to regretfully
hang
up the phone now.
I'm going to have your job.
I do not appreciate you calling this place of business and doing what you are doing.
I'm Jacob. I have a vagina. Don't call my place of business because I'm a woman and I can't speak to a man on the phone and the man isn't here right now.
Okay, sir. So
look at me.
Going nowhere.
I'm Jacob.
So I'm gonna go.
Jacob.
I'm gonna let you go.
Let me say it in your language.
I'd appreciate it if you would.
I'm gonna say it in your accent. Bawk, 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 bawk,
bawk, bawk, bawk. That's very cute, sir.
This is
I'm
Jacob. Bawk, bawk, bawk. He is a chicken. He's a chicken bitch. Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoy that.
You know the Cuban guy Rodriguez. You know him.
Who?
You know Rodriguez.
Oh my god.
Rodriguez, man, he takes the plantain.
Hello?
He mashes it and puts it inside the bowl for me and everything.
Hey, hi!
And he cuts the meat in little strips too, because I don't have soft teeth.
Hi, baby! Oh my god, it's nothing! Oh my god!
Guys, this is. Listen, we got. Hey, we got 32 seconds of this.
Rodriguez, hi.
Play the rest of this. 32 seconds is all I asked for, please. Now we're going to make it 37.
We don't want to hear it anymore. We should do more prank calls now.
Oh, I'm working on it, asshole.
I was thinking, maybe. Do you have any women there who maybe would chew up the meat for me and put it in my mouth like a baby bird?
Oh, can you give him 1 second?
Is it a woman who's going to talk to me next or a man?
No, the manager will talk to you.
What's his name? Oh, man.
Eric.
Is he a mean guy or?
No, he's a cool guy.
Oh, cool. All right.
Okay, 1 second.
All right. They have a nice man manager coming up next.
Good evening, this is Jacob at Cuban Bistro. How may I help you today?
Yeah.
Hang on, here it is. See, we did call him. We did talk to Jacob before. Hang on, now we're getting to the bottom of this. This is from, I don't know, early December maybe, or maybe older than that. All right, let's see what happened in this call.
Good evening, this is Jacob at Cuban Bistro. How may I help you today?
Yeah, hi. I was supposed to speak to Gonzalez, the manager, and the guy hung up on me, Raul, the guy hung up on me.
You were supposed to speak to the manager named who?
I don't know. The guy. I said, what's the guy's name? He said, it was like Gonzalez. I don't know. He said something like Eric, something Hispanic sounding.
Okay, and what's it referring to?
Well, because I was asking for my special meal, and he gave me a... He said that he had to clear it before about the mashed potatoes and all that, and the meat.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Where are you going? You fucking ass. This sounds like a nice place. They got that nice music in the background, huh?
Piano.
There's a little tinkling piano back there.
You were calling Cuban Bistro. Manuel speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I would like to make a complaint over rude service that I was given to over the phone, and I need to find out who is the person of highest authority during normal business hours so I can address this letter, and I'm going to speak to Bob Morton from the news solvers on the TV about how rudely I was treated when I tried to call. I am so emotional. I'm a very emotional person.
I could go ahead and transfer you to Jacob. He's a manager.
No. Look, between me and you, who's above Jacob, and when are they going to be in there?
He's actually the general manager here.
Well, who's in charge of the general manager?
As far as it goes, is the owner.
That's what I need to know when I can ask how I get a hold of manager, of the owner.
There's pretty much we can't give that information out.
Well, can you give a message to Gonzalez to call back?
We don't have anybody under Gonzalez.
What's the owner's name?
Jacob.
And Lopez. Gonzalez.
I can't give any information out like that.
Rodriguez. What about Rodriguez? Me and Rodriguez had a connection. I used to bring in the cigarettes and everything in the back, and then all of a sudden this other Jacob guy's all up in my cooler.
You had who?
Me and Eric Rodriguez were tight. You understand?
He actually hasn't been working here for a pretty long time.
I know, but me and him are tight. We used to be tight, and we had a deal in the back, and I thought that was Rodriguez. I'm supposed to call him. He owes me money for the rent. I've been asking for Eric Rodriguez, and his Jacob guy doesn't say yes or no. He just says, I can't answer your question. And I say, hey, look, this guy, I'm a collector. I have the right to make...
Okay, well, whatever collections you have to do, it has nothing to do with our business. So
but I'm a collection agency.
Doesn't really matter. You're messing right here with the business. You can't do that. Against the law. If you really are, then you're playing against the law.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can you put Jacob on the phone, please?
Sure.
Thank you, ma'am.
No problem, sir.
All right. He's warning me over there, talking to the riffraff. Talk to Jacob again. Jacob. Douche just got out of an accident, apparently. No big surprise there. When he's speeding all over Canada, apparently, he got like 2 tickets within a week of each other or something. Wasn't he going like 3,000 kilometers a second, whatever? What's the speed limit in Canada?
It's about the green stuff.
What's the... No, you don't. You get slow on the green stuff, you dumbass.
No one drives fast on weed. It's impossible. Nobody can. Too paranoid. You're like, oh my god, you drive like 10% under the speed limit at least.
Well, Deuce, were you greening or were you alcoholing?
Probably doing both. I think he mixes them up. And he probably has a coffee or something at the same time. He's probably into some bad stuff, that douche guy. Did he figure out how to make himself green yet? His stupid ass.
The white stuff.
Evil Artie, if you're listening, if you wouldn't mind doing me a favor, and there's a gentleman named Douche, and he is located in the Madhouse chat room over at madhouselive.com. If you could tell him how to make himself green, because I know you made your colors like pink and black or something. Evil Artie goes in there with these very gay colors. It's like the T-Mobile colors. And teach him how to do it so he'll leave us alone and be quiet. We'd appreciate it. So seriously though, what is the speed limit like in Canada? Like what is it? Like 130 kilometers an hour? How does it compare? 200 miles per hour, Evil Artie.
In American math, what is that?
I don't know how it is exactly. Like what's 65 miles an hour in meters per hour? What do they do kilometers per hour? What does that come out to?
Because remember,
that would be 356.5 kilometers per hour.
Well, thank you, Dr. Wizard. Should I believe you, Professor Wizard? Was that, how did you do that? Did you ask the Google machine?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You just made that up.
Well, I forgot news where they use the metric system, the Virgin Islands in the UK, so that's why they know about that. 100 kilometers an hour, Deuce says, on highways. 50 kilometers an hour in the city. That doesn't seem to... it sounds like you're getting ripped off. Sounds like you guys have to drive slower than we do here. MPH, as I like to call it. 65 mph. 50 kilometers per hour, that's like what? 30, that's like 25 miles an hour or something. I don't know the math. I don't know how it works. Someone help me out.
Dude, that would be 200.
200 miles per hour? Okay, well, that's pretty good. Yeah, they got it nice over there, don't they? Nice. All right, cool. All right, everybody, we're going to do another prank call here. Lonesome Loser is checking in finally. Naughty Naughty Monkey late again. One more, and it's a verbal warning. After the verbal warning, that doesn't go on your record, Lonesome Loser. After the verbal warning, you get two more excuses, and after that, it's an actual written warning, and it's put in your file for 6 months. And then after that is final warning leading up to termination. So please, Lonesome Loser, you know, I don't want to have to do it. I don't like to micromanage. Well, see, these are the speeches I've gotten so much in my career and the customer service jobs I've had. They always give me this because I end up, like, calling off a lot. Not anymore, not so much. I actually was sick this week. I woke up pretty sick, and I had to call in. I felt so guilty, man. It was like, oh, man, it was on a Tuesday, and then I was like, God, man, like halfway through the day, I started feeling a little better, and I tried to convince myself just to go in late, but then I said, like, you know, I'm just going to look weird if I do it, and I ended up just going to school and studying. But regardless, what was I talking about? I got off track. Hey, who cares? Oh, yeah, the speech that you get. It's always like, the speech that you get all the time, it's like, you know, I don't want to micromanage, you know, I'm on your side, but... if you miss two more days, I'm going to fire you kind of thing, you know. And they have, like, these steps that they got to go through, like the final warning and then the final warning before termination and then you're actually terminated. Before that is, like, written, verbal, and second verbal warnings. I don't know how it works. Instead of that being one infraction, you can combine them into three. Like, if you miss 3 days in a row, it equals one occurrence. So it's kind of like
you know you're going to get... fired eventually, so you sort of like phase into getting fired.
Exactly. Well, I did have a job once, and I hate to say it, I was much younger. I used to work at a bank, and I thought the job was miserable. I couldn't stand the job. It made me sad, maybe angry at the same time, sad and angry. And I threatened myself with pushpins a few times there at work and when nobody was looking. But regardless, I was so miserable that I wanted to quit the job, but I knew that if I just got up and quit, I wouldn't be able to get unemployment, and I couldn't afford my car payment and, you know, extracurricular activities that I like to do, like go to the movies and rent movies and stuff like that. This is like in 99, I think, or 2000, 2000. No, I actually didn't do that back then. And then, or at that point, I didn't.
Oh, no? Okay.
No. Yeah, right. So, basically, what I did was I decided to stop working. I would sit at my desk... and I would go online all day and listen to the radio and earbuds when no one was, you know, no one could tell that I had, you know, headphones on. And I'd sit there and listen to Howard all morning, and I actually wasn't working at all. And finally, like 3 weeks into it, they finally, like, you know, after warning me a bunch of times, they're like, Carlos, you're not doing any work here. You really need to catch up on your work. You know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, sure, I'll get on it. Another week went by, and like, you know, at this point, there's like sales.
How was it work if you had nothing to do?
Well, at this point, there's sales managers who are like losing sales because I'm not doing anything really. I'm just skating by. There's clients who are like not getting reports back because I don't care. I was like, fuck this job. Yeah. So they finally let me go. And
you cost this money, boy.
Yeah. They
finally let me go, and because I didn't get fired, because they're like, well, we're gonna let you go, right? So I'm like, okay, no problem. And then they're like, we're gonna pay, they paid me. I had a bunch of vacation time, like 2 weeks worth. They pay me that, and they were like, okay, you know, so we're letting you go. This is your severance right here. We're gonna give you vacation time. Get out of here.
So unemployment in Florida, you have to pay like the company has to pay. I think it's like 35% of what you're making on unemployment. They have to pay it. They have an account that they pay into and they can draw it out of there or something like that. So it costs them money for me to be on unemployment. So I filed for unemployment. Like I left from there at work that day. I got let go and I went straight to the unemployment office. You know, signed my paperwork, gave it to them. I started collecting. The next week I start collecting my unemployment and they filed an appeal and they're like, oh. They're like, no, you know. Yeah, they're like, no, wait a minute. You know, and they're like, you know, it doesn't count. He was let go. He was fired. And then so, like, we had a trial even. It went to the trial stage, and the judge is like, all right.
You're kidding.
He tells me, he's like, all right, so.
He must have been pretty bummed about that.
He was pissed off, all right, and he asked.
Performance rating there wasn't quite up to spec, huh?
Well, he asked me, he said, so did you do your job to the best of your ability? I said, absolutely, yes, I did. He's like, all right, did you commit any, you know, violation of company policy? Did you break the rules? Did you anything? I said, no, I didn't. I wasn't calling in sick. I was coming in on time. I was working to the best of my ability. And the judge is like, okay, I don't see anything wrong here. And he hit the gavel, and that was it. I was like, all right, kick ass. So I stayed on unemployment for the maximum. I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but you get, I think it's 5 months automatic. And I stayed on it for all that time. And then right after that, 9/11 hit. So with 9/11, they decided to extend unemployment because the economy was doing bad. They extended unemployment another 3 months. So I went on that, and then
awesome, dude.
And then I finally found, like, I wasn't even looking for work. It's sad to say, but even like, I guess this is technical perjury, not perjury. I mean,
oh,
I wasn't working.
Man,
I was depressed, but I finally found a job like right when I was running out. It was pretty interesting. So yeah, that was my unemployment story.
How dare they rate your performance low? See, that's what they get. That's right. The madhouse was soon to come, man.
Dude, no, the current job that I have now, it was like a blessing, man. I'll tell you what happened. I was at work at that place I was really miserable at, and I got home, and I had a review that day with my manager, like my 6 month review. The manager, she calls me in at the end of the day. Mouth wet here. Gotta get some beer in me. Okay, so end of the day, the woman, the manager's like, hey, well, I want to let you know, and this is your review, and she like rated me like poor because I didn't talk to the people that I worked with or got along with them that well or converse or socialize. She gave me like a low rating, and I was like, I'm doing a good job. What are you talking about? Like, you know, like every word that is, you know, talks about the ability to perform my duties, you're telling me I'm doing good. Yeah, but you're not sharing with the group. So I'm like, so basically I'm not being social. And I'm getting a poor rating because I'm not social.
Share with the group. What the hell is
this? And she's like, yeah, you have to share with the group. I'm like, okay, fine,
what,
whatever.
AA class or something?
I don't know. So I got home and I was miserable. I got home and I was telling Athena about this horrible day and this horrible review and how I work with monkeys. how my managers were freaking imbecile monkeys that would rate somebody. Honestly, it was funny because at the same time, I was taking business management classes at the university. And they were exactly the opposite of what we were taught an ideal business should run like. They just like unethical kind of stuff. And
exactly.
Yeah. And literally, I'm in the middle of talking to Athena, like, you know, like, I'm like, man, this sucks. You know, I got to find a new job. I can't stand this place. I get a phone call on my cell phone, and I almost don't answer because I don't recognize the number, and I do pick it up. And it's a lady saying, hi, I'm with the recruiting office, and I saw your resume online. At this point, I hadn't been looking for a job at all for the last 3 months. And she's like, I saw your resume online. I wanted to know if you want to come in for an interview. We have this opportunity available. I'm like, okay, sure. One of the worst days of work ever in my life, and I'm miserable where I work at. Yes, please make my day. And sure enough, that's a job that I've had for the last year and a half. Do you want to talk about God? There is a God. You gotta believe in it, man. Something like that, that's a sign. That's the place.
See, remember, that's awesome.
Remember the place I was talking about where I caught the manager taking a shit in the bathroom?
A little bit of unemployment never hurt anybody.
Remember, I said the story, I opened the bathroom door and the manager was taking a shit and he forgot to lock the door.
Place?
Yeah, that's the place. That was the creepiest thing to ever happen. Can you imagine walking in and...
Oh, yeah, okay, that's the... What was that about?
No, no, man. I'm like, oh, God, dang it, man. Why do people not lock the door when they're taking a shit?
He's downloading. He's downloading. That's not shit. He's downloading.
He's dropping. He's dropping anchor. Okay, guys, really, prank calls, man. Look, it's 11 o'clock, and I'm sitting here talking about unemployment and whatnot. Got a lot of numbers here from Lonesome Loser.
That's a good thing, man.
Out of curiosity, how many people out of there are...
Yeah. All right. How many people are... We got like 80...
part in this unemployment thing.
I don't know. 80 listeners, 80 viewers on Syndicate, 23 on the Madhouse stream. That's 103.
Who's that one loser that used to never work and smoke dope all the time?
I don't know.
And then he was like living off his wife or some shit and selling flowers or stealing flowers. Anyway.
Listen, we got to get...
There you go. Unemployment does pay.
We got another 20 to 30 on the two video streams also, the Justin and the Mogulus. So we got about 130, I would say, an average right now. That's pretty good. We're doing pretty good. Thank you all, 130 of you. I'm going to apologize.
We're just getting started.
Most podcast listeners don't listen live. We have about 300 of them at this point. But unfortunately, I haven't updated it in almost a month.
Wow.
So if any of you podcast listeners are happening to tune in live to try to find out what's going on, there's going to be a Madhouse podcast update here as soon as possible.
That's right, because we love you right here.
Sure we do. Yeah. All right. Anyway, another prank call. We're going to call Jiffy Lube, guys. This Jiffy Lube is in Honolulu, Hawaii. Let's do it. One moment.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling Keen Dillingham, Jiffy Lube. Jeremy speaking. How can I help you?
And Jeremy, mahalo, aloha. How are you, brother man?
Good.
How are you doing? I'm a little concerned. I was wondering, how often should I get the antifreeze put in the vehicle?
Antifreeze?
The
radiator?
My dog seems to love the taste of it. He had a puddle on the ground like it was leaking a little bit. He drank it just a little bit ago. Silly dog. How much antifreeze does the system take? Like, I sealed it off, but how much antifreeze does the system take exactly? But how much would you recommend? Will you fill up my reservoir?
Yeah, it's $2.99 to fill up the reservoir.
Oh, wow. But how much is a gallon? Like, do you have the gallons there?
We do, but it's kind of, I think it's like 15 or 20 bucks. For the gallon.
Wow.
I might be able to get it cheaper at like Napa or Checkers.
So I could go to Napa and I could get like the gallon of the radiator fluid.
Yep. Just ask for
like how much do you think that costs?
Radiator fluid.
How much you think it is?
Well, it depends. If you get the premix, which is already mixed with water, which is probably the one you're gonna want to get, all you have to do is dump it in. Yeah. You don't have to mix it.
Yeah.
But if you get the concentrated one, that's just.
Yeah.
Antifreeze, then you have to mix it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you feel like maybe $3 for the thing? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how much it is, but
yeah.
It'll probably be cheaper than what we can give it to
Yeah. So most definitely it'd probably be cheaper than, you know, the job. So how do you guys are gonna adapt? I mean really. How do you guys adapt? What do you do in the face of a storm like this, how do you adapt?
What do you mean?
How do you personally, like you, between me and you, how would you adapt to the coming storm when it comes to the prices? What do? Do you make...
Oh, just go shop around. I mean, call around.
Right.
Like I said, your best bet is probably Napa or Checkers.
Have you changed your habits?
Well, you know what? You probably couldn't even go to Walmart, because Walmart also has an automotive section.
Well, you guys have Walmart here.
Yeah,
I'm so surprised. I came here for vacation, and I was surprised you guys have McDonald's here. You guys have cars. You have the streets are paved. I was quite impressed. Yeah. And like normal clothes, people in normal clothes. I saw black people here. I saw Puerto Rican. I saw Mexican people, and they live here.
Yeah.
I was really surprised, and I thought you'd have the cars, but. Nothing like this. It's a modern society in this country. It's very beautiful.
Yep.
How long have you... are you born and raised in Hawaii?
Yep. My whole life.
Wow, that's crazy. That's something. So when you has it always been like this? When did this happen?
It's actually, Oahu's been pretty shitty for a while. Since I've lived here.
Right. So what do you recommend for the car machine if I wanted to get the oil treatment, like the detergent? Explain it to me. I like to hear stories about cars.
It'll put.
Right.
Oh, is it leaking or something, the system?
I'm just asking. I'm curious.
I don't know. There's a bunch of different ones. I think Berryman makes one.
Right.
Additive.
Right.
There's a couple different
ones. Hey, you heard about that guy Strawberry? You heard about that guy?
Who?
You heard about that guy Strawberry?
No.
He used to like to come through the Jiffy Lube, but he would make nasty stuff inside the car. He would do nasty things in the car when the guys were around and stuff, and he'd try to get away with it. And his one time, they grabbed him out by the hair, and you know that thing that you use to put oil in the car?
Yeah.
They put it in his asshole, and they turned it on 5W30. 5W30. It was an Italian guy, and there was a Cuban guy named Rodriguez. Yeah. Hey, what's a common Hawaiian last name?
I have no idea. Not too sure.
All right, brother. I command you to hang up the phone now, please, if you don't mind. This is going nowhere.
All right, man.
All right, terminate the call, Ryan.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
The fuck is that about, stupid ass? Too friendly, is this? They're cheeky fuckers over there. You know what I mean? All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for hanging in there with me. I'm Carlito. Milkman's here.
Hey, yeah,
hey.
I'm back.
Milkman playing the guitar. I had to put you on mute because all I heard was. That's all I could hear over there. What's going on? Are you breathy today, or do you have the mic close to your mouth? What's going on?
No, dude, my asthma, man. My asthma has been fucking going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Asthma. Got a lot more prank calls here to do tonight. We got Gypsy Trucking. That's his ass going to be called. Al's Ija Grocery Store, Jive Time Records, Jive Time Records, hey, there you go, in Seattle, Washington. Scooby Dubay Park Pub, Weeble's Bar and Grill, we've called them before. We got a Tommy Hilfiger store.
Scooby Doo.
I don't know if this is a Tommy Hilfiger store or if it's an actual Tommy Hilfiger person. I think it's like a Hilfiger store. Jiffy Lube already called. We're not going to call that again. Mr. Ed's Restaurant, Plum's Last Shot Restaurant, Wanker's Corner Saloon and Cafe. Got a lot more numbers here.
Oh, hell yeah. That's Nunu's place, man. And you hear about that? Nunu's got his own place?
No, is that the one?
That's it, man.
Shit, let's give him a call.
Wanker's Corner, this is Jen. How may I help you?
Hey, sweetie. How you doing there?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this, Big Jen?
It is.
What's up, Big Jen? Hey, look, Nunu told me to give you guys a call about coming down and getting some spaces for tonight. The Wankers had a good...
How many people are you guys going
to
be having?
Good place in the corner to go rub one out.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Okay, so they're
maybe
probably
a couple?
Like... No, just... I think three. I mean, is it okay if I have... It's going to be me, myself, and my partner, and then we're going to have a business associate join us, maybe... about 20 minutes into the meal. So, would we be able to sit down and not have our food ordered until maybe like 20 minutes in? Could we just have like an appetizer and just like a soda
Absolutely.
Or a tea?
Absolutely.
That'd be okay. Nunu told me to give you guys a call. He's a big fan. Likes wanking off right there. It's very quite interesting.
Well, who doesn't?
There's this place.
Absolutely.
There was this place once that I went to called Bob's. That was over in Seattle.
Was it Bob Big Boy?
No.
Was he a big boy?
No. Oh, my God. You're quite sassy, aren't you?
What?
You got a little bit of sass on you?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah? Do you talk nasty, like in bed sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. Why not?
Well, sometimes I find women, they talk a little too much.
Yes, just shut up and get it done.
Well, do you like to moan? You're not just quiet, right?
Oh,
you got
of course
annoying,
not. What fun is that?
Have an annoying, you got an annoying laugh, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's oh, nice. Now you're... Not, put some sugar on it. Come on, let's hear what it sounds like.
You're funny.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I usually get when I pull my pants down. Yeah, you're funny. All right. All right, big girl, I'm going to let you go. This is going nowhere. Thank you very much for nothing.
You're welcome. Anytime, I'm here for you.
Shut up. Stupid woman. Talk to women on the phone. Bitch. I don't need to talk to women on the phone. It's funny. My grandfather was of the generation of Puerto Ricans. Like they, like the men, had like this hierarchy over the women. Like they would say, like, I don't talk to women on the phone. Like if you, like a lot of times they would call a business and.
Oh,
if,
yeah,
if a woman answered the phone sometimes, they'd say, hey, can you get a man? That's where I get that from. My mom has told me that about my grandfather. He would call businesses sometimes.
Right.
And if he seemed like he wasn't getting his way with the secretary or the woman who was answering the phone, he would say, can I talk to a man? You know, and it was totally understandable at that point, I guess. And we're talking about like 40s and 50s Puerto Rico. So, I mean, it was kind of like that in the States still. Puerto Rico was still a little more backwards at that point. You know. Anyway, more prank calls you do, I suppose. Let me play this song. I like this song. It's called The Ghetto by Donny Hathaway. It's off the album Superbad. It's a three CD compilation of music from blaxploitation movies of the 70s. Good music. I say check it out. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us here tonight.
Right there, man.
Madhouse Radio.
Wait,
is
it super bad so it can torrent it?
Yeah. MadhouseLive.com is our website, and SyndicateRadio.tv also. Be sure to visit SyndicateRadio.tv. Show your old titties. I wish I had video tonight, Syndicate. I'm sorry I don't. You know?
Got a big bag down in the ghetto. Boy, I'd say show your titties, young ladies.
And then let everybody know Zolar and the Zolar Party Nation, Zolar Vision, tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 a.m. 6 p.m.
Party Nation!
6 p.m. in the Pacific.
That's the liberty what we call Zolar. This week.
Zolar.
Check
Zolar.
It out. Find out.
Tuck, you got a website too. You got a blog. Something like that.
Yeah, Frugally Tuck.
Revolutuck. We're in a weird mood tonight. I'm kind of just chill. I don't know where I am. I'm very tired. Whatever. We're having fun. Let's do some more prank calls, guys. Come on. We're going to run out of phone cards. I got to take a piss. So I got to do some. Is Douche being annoying yet? Douche is being annoying. I'm going to have to ban him. He's just so annoying. He doesn't shut up. It's like a yammering fucking retarded penguin. Someone ban him.
What you saying? I'm not even reading.
If he starts one more time with more messages.
Carlito.
Yeah, look at this guy.
How you, what you see, unban BC.
No, I'm not going to unban British Columbia. I'm not going to unban British Columbia. Sorry.
Unban BC, Carlito. Fucker.
All right, guys, be quiet. We'll be right back with another prank call.
I didn't say that.
I'm going to call the Indian restaurant that we fucked with for the last 3 weeks now.
It's Tug's fault. It's Tug's fault.
The Ghetto.
Thanks for calling Hopkins, but I can help you.
Hello, disgusting monkey man. How are you?
Yeah, can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I'd like to make a order for disgusting food again. Maybe it'll make me sick, like a pig man. When I eat your food, it's so disgusting, I turn into an actual pig in a chair.
Hello, so who's this?
This is Valente. I got bad food there once, and I'm calling to report. And I will never rest until you compensate me for my lost time and the 5 minutes that it took me to vomit the food that you made, and you put pork in the meat.
Hello?
Your mother eats pork.
Hello?
I said your mother eats pork. I heard your mother eats the pork. Is that true? Hello, ma'am? I hung up already. You know that offends me.
That didn't last very long. No. How about some bacon?
Trying to get them angry. They're not angry there today. They usually jump right down my throat when I call them. They're getting warmed up. We'll call them back later. Let's call the sitar real quick here. And then we'll get to the new numbers. We're taking a break from the new and going back to...
Thank you for calling sitar.
You're mum bastard, your father bastard.
Excuse me?
I said your mum bastard and your father bastard.
Hello?
Yes, hi. May I make an order for Papa Dom's, please?
Papa Dom's?
Yes, I don't want any pork this time. Last time I came in, someone put pork in my order and I specifically asked for no pork.
We don't have pork.
Someone put pork in my meat.
We don't have pork.
Someone said, I'm going to pork the meat, pork it. She said something like pork it or pocket. I don't know, maybe it was a mistake.
We don't have pork in the restaurant.
Do you know that guy was over there that put the pork in the meat? Please tell me the truth. You know, but I'm not going to, it's okay, honey. I won't tell on you. It wasn't your fault, but someone put pork in my food.
We don't have pork at the restaurant, though. There's no way he could have put pork.
You have a little bit of pork somewhere there for bacon burger, right? Or bacon sandwich?
No.
Bacon grease. Can it have the grease instead of the pork? Does it constitute a problem if it's just the grease from the pig, like the bacon grease? Can you cook in that?
No.
But that doesn't count. It's not the meat. It's just the fat.
Okay. You want fat, you can come and get some.
Oh, yeah, you got some fat rolls around you. You're probably a little chunky. That's okay. I'll grab onto them. That's good.
Oh, my God.
I like. Are you a little chubby? That's okay.
Do you have nothing to do?
Are you chubby,
seriously?
Girl? Are you chubby?
Nothing to do. You need to get a life.
Hey, chubby girl. Stop eating the food there and you won't be so chubby. And
oh, yeah?
Fat.
Do you really have nothing to do with your life?
I like to call chubby
seriously?
Girls... Do you shop at
call restaurant?
Do you shop at Lane Bryant?
Do you not have a job?
No, I don't. I lost my job.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you know what? I'm on unemployment. I'm not even looking for a job. I'm just making money. Thank you.
Why? What do you get out of it?
I smoke marijuana and I harass
call
people.
Call restaurant?
Uh-huh.
Do you like doing that?
What do you like to do?
Why is that fun?
Do you like the party?
Not really.
Why are you keeping me in the line? Are you trying to trace me or something?
I already did.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Poor thing.
Are you going to tell my mom again? Some guy called from this number. Some guy called from this number and told my mom that I made a bad phone call. And you know what my mom said?
What?
She said, fuck you. This is America. I love my mom so much.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
You have a good day.
Good night,
bye.
Baby. All right, bye, chubby girl.
Chubby girl, everybody. Checking in with chubby girl over there. That was by request from Nunu. Nunu's a bastard, if you didn't know.
Oh, there you go, Nunu. He likes chubby girl.
Village
he
idiot.
He likes chubby girl, apparently, which is nothing wrong with that.
We got the Village Idiot Restaurant. I have an idea. It would be funny if Richie Randall called that. Recluse around, by the way. Reclude to join us up,
right,
up in here.
There you go.
Reclude.
I thought I saw Halloween's Long here earlier.
All right, let's call Biggie's Restaurant. Biggie's Mall.
Biggie's Mall. Hey, Bada, did you hear about the clown car vagina they had out here?
Yeah, your mom was over there, I heard. Hello? How's your mom doing? I heard she went to visit you.
Biggie's Restaurant.
Hey, yo, what's up? Is this Biggie's?
Yes, this is Biggie's.
Yo, I'm a rapper. Hippity hoppity doopity bop 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 bop. Meh meh, meh meh meh. La 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 la. You like that? I don't know why I did that. I'll call him back and do it again. I'll give him the hippity hop. Hey, who knows why we do anything, man? It's like the yin and the yang thing.
Do that, sir.
I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't know, officer.
Coop the call.
Oh, there.
All right, Tuck. Tuck speaking in the Puerto Rican language.
Biggie's Restaurant.
Hippity hop 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 hop. I am. I'm gonna keep harassing the guy. I'm just gonna keep calling him, dude. Stupid rapping. I'm gonna see
call
how long
is Jack Masterson.
I'm gonna see how long it takes him to get pissed off. I'm gonna keep spoofing my number or something else.
Apparently they're not down with the hippity hip hop. Uh oh, we're coming back. Anyway. Depot Casino and Diner Show. Also, we got Big Dick's Buckhorn Inn. That's nasty. Mikono's Greek Restaurant.
Hi.
I'm gonna call. There's a very a rude, crass curse word in Greek called Malacca. I'm gonna order the Malacca. We've done this in the past before. It's always the woman will not admit to it. We're ordering Malacca, everybody. I believe that means like motherfucker or something.
I got a pair of Malaccas for you, baby.
Mykonos.
Yeah, can you ask the Greek guy why they don't have that dish that I kept asking for? He made a rude comment.
What dish was that?
Disgusting. The Malacca.
Huh?
I had written down, my friend said to order the Malacca, and this guy just, he started laughing in my face, and he looked at my wife's breast, and then he, like, made a rude comment.
Who did this?
Some Greek guy over there.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, do you guys...
I highly doubt that. Hello?
Can I come in and get that Malacca, please?
First of all, who is this?
This is Valente. I just, I kind of left with a bad taste in my mouth. I really wanted to finish off the meal with the Malacca, and this guy, he meant, oh, you're stupid. He said something like, you're stupid. You're like that, like almost a dog. He said, you're stupid. And he took, like, these paper, like a pamphlet, and he rolled them up like a newspaper, and he like, hit the table... Say stupid, you're stupid like that, and I didn't even pay. I don't care.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, come on in and grab some, dude. It'll be waiting here for you.
So how much? I mean, how many servings feed? Like, I have four people, but I think one of them is
as many as you'd like. Bring them all in. We'll make it up for you.
What an asshole this kid.
Oh,
yeah. Son of a bitch.
Mykonos.
Yes, ma'am. How are you? I think you're like a woman who decided to hang up the phone because you know you did a bad thing. Is there any man?
What is it exactly? Are you calling to complain about something? Because if that's the case, then okay, I'm listening. But don't call me up and dick me around with some stupid Malacca shit, all right?
Okay, listen. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go find your mother and ask her how many fathers you have.
Is there anything that, like, you? Is there a good reason why you're calling here?
Because I wanted to order that, and the man laughed in my face and made a rude comment. He hit the table very hard.
There's no such thing. What you're talking about, what you're referring to, Malacca, is an insult.
Yes, it is very insultive. All I know, the guy said, look, it has nuts, it has honey. Order the Malacca, he wrote it down.
Baklava.
Exactly, that's what I'm looking for. Laugh at me and treat me like a dog person. I'm not a dog.
No, you do have baklava, but when you come in here and you call someone a Malacca, that's an insult in Greek. Okay, so anybody, if you ask someone here who is Greek for that, then you just insulted them. And they obviously think that you're messing with them. I don't even think that anything that you happened took place here. Would you?
Oh,
like
my God, what does it
baklava?
Mean, though? I didn't mean to say that to him. What does it mean?
It means jerk-off in Greek, is what
that's
it means.
That's not a big deal. Jerk-off.
Okay, well, then
like
what do you want?
I want to order what my friend told me that was good to have for dessert. He wrote
okay.
it down. He said M-A-L-A. Look, I have it right here. And he's Greek, so obviously he doesn't mess around. M-A-L-A-K-A. He said it's from the...
Come on in and order it then, dude.
But now you're saying it's some kind of, that I'm insulting you because I'm ordering... I'm sorry, is this only for Greek people? Is that what it is? Because I'm...
No.
I'm intruding in your cultures, I'm sorry. This is America, though. You need to understand, this is America, okay?
Okay. So are we through now? Come on in. We'll have it here waiting for you, okay?
You have the Malacca. I bet you do.
It's $4.95. Absolutely.
You have a lot of Malaccas there. I bet you do. A bunch of sister fuckers over there.
Cool. Great.
Get
so
off the
phone.
Hang
up your mother,
hang
you
up,
little faggot.
Hang up
why don't you come down here and say that shit?
Hang up
come
the,
down here and
hang
say
up
that.
The phone on your woman. A woman will stay on the phone right now instead of hanging up.
All
out.
Right.
Your mama's hey, my dog.
He hung up angrily.
I shaved your mama and teach her how to walk backwards.
Jesus Christ. Having fun over here. This is Madhouse Radio. Crazy night tonight. I hope you all have Malacca this next time you have Greek food. Anybody paying attention out there? How many people are listening? We're still in over 100 at this point total. No, we're down to... No, we had 100. We had 100. Just at 100. Bravo. Let me know if we have any audio problems. Let me know. I'm too loud. The calls are too low. Please, tell me.
Oh, dude, you sound spot on tonight, man.
Yeah. Recluse, give us a call, man, if you want. I'm going to do one more prank call, then I want you to give a call. I got to take a whiz. Let's take a break real quick. Matter of fact, I got to take a hard... I got a
whiz, kid.
I'm up against a hard break, as I like to say. Have you ever heard of a hard break before, Milkman? You ever had one of those before?
Yeah, man, those are really making it hard to get to do a whiz.
Hard break. Step in my cool lake.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back in a few moments. While we're gone, I want you to think about this and reflect on these next prank calls that we have lined up. If you have your requests, you can send them in as always. MadhouseLive.com, and we'll show you how. Depot Casino and Diner, Big Dick's Buckhorn Inn is still on deck here. The Village Idiot, I do want to call that as well. I think Richie Randall should call that. That's in Los Angeles, home of Richie Randall. We have two other Greek restaurants came in here also. We can try to ask for Malacca. That's always fun. I told you that was going to work. That's the first time I did, actually. And we still have Mr. Ed's restaurant here if you want to mess with them. We're already called Wanker's Corner. We have a grocery store here just coming in as well, etc., etc. Sending your request, call in toll-free after this. Reclude will be joining us, I'm certain. Going to go make a sandwich with toast and cheese and a little bit of olive oil. And I'm going to toast the bread first.
Sandwich.
And then you toast the bread first, and then you take olive oil and you brush it inside each side of the toasted bread. You put a slice of American cheese in your microwave it for 32 seconds. You got a meal, buddy. You got a meal right there, baby. You got a stew.
All you need is a bottle of Angley's.
I like to save my pork chop bones. And at the end of the month, I take them out of the freezer and I make a stew. I put my pork chop bones with some ketchup, some salt, and some water. And you got a stew, baby. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hobo stew.
Hobo stew, man. All right. So, yeah, as I said, more prank calls coming. Don't go anywhere. I got to take a whiz, and I got to eat a sandwich. I got to, you know, have food. Bye.
The Whiz Kid will be right back.
Sure we will. If you're lucky. Ugh.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'm a tough guy. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Hey. Hey, Mom, you guys got El Pollo Loco out there?
I don't know. We're still on break.
Oh, my God. This is the best shit, dude.
Madhouse Radio is back. I am Carlito, your host. Milkman is here as well. Milkman eating the crazy chicken with the crazy taste of Pollo Loco.
Yeah, the crazy
motherfucker. Milkman, we have actually. Excuse me, Milkman. What we have here, we have Pollo Tropical, which is the same company as a Pollo Loco.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we eat there at least once a week.
This shit, 'cause this is addictive.
Milkman, we eat there at least once a week. My dad eats there like three times a week. He goes on his own time. Like he makes that trip like twice during the week and once on the weekend. We go to Pollo Tropical or Crazy Chicken, whatever you want to call it, Pollo Loco, whatever it is.
Tortilla soup too.
We eat it. The soup, the chicken soup, it's good. But lately they don't put as much.
Tortilla soup.
It's good stuff. Whatever, man. Who cares? Reckless here.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
What's up, Mr. Recluse? How are you? You in a better mood tonight?
Better mood? What kind of mood was it?
I'm in a wacky mood. You're all, like, ornery last week. You're like, rah, 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 rah. You had this, I don't know, something with you last week. Something.
Survivor, yeah. That shit.
Yeah. Fuck. Whatever. So what's been up with you? When are you going to L.A. again?
The 11th, the next month.
I'm going to be gone for a while.
When's that motherfucker going to meet up with me?
Like, be going out there playing, like, I got, like, I think 3 or 4 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And then just basically, like, throw my demo around.
You liar.
Work.
That's cool. Kick ass, man. Awesome. Hey,
It's going to be fun, dude. Plus, I'm taking 2 days off. Like, everybody I fucking know is moving out there, like, video-wise. It's really,
come on,
really
ask
weird.
This motherfucker.
Like, it's just,
meet
like,
up
it's,
me.
Like, meant to be. Like,
oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Milkman wants to know when you're going to meet up with him. I advise against it, but he's asking me.
Oh, yeah, I still got to meet up with him. Like, every other time, I've been, like, fucking nuts out there. Like, every day I go out there, it's like as soon as I get off the plane, I go to fucking hang out with those people real quick, and then we go to a club, and then they drop me off to the airport after we go to the club.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty hectic.
It's
but
nonstop.
Like, this
yeah.
time I might be taking.
Dude, I am
10 time,
minutes
like,
from the airport.
Maybe.
I'm 10 minutes from the
definitely
airport.
Definitely have some cash saved up. I'd like to fucking go and.
Yeah, he says he lives 10 minutes from the airport. Milkman,
I live right next to LAX.
Milkman, you got he lives next to LAX. That's great, Milkman. You got to realize, man, Reckwood goes up there. He's up there for business. He was only up there for a week. He's probably
yeah,
working.
Sometimes a man out of time.
This
I mean,
is
you know,
business. This
I might have
my
time this time.
Business.
We'll see what's up. I mean, I'm going to. Where the fuck does he live? Because I can't. You guys got to get this loop back shit. Let me go, I think I have to go on Syndicate to hear Milkman, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, you'll hear him on Syndicate, for sure. Yeah, he'll come through. All right, hey, man, let's do some prank calls. We've been slacking here. And I think Spoof Card's going to shut down for maintenance in about 20 minutes, so we got to get in while we can.
Oh, shit.
So let's get this in. I'm going to copy-paste you the shit I got here. You're in the IRC, right?
Yes.
Where else? Hang on, let me find you here. Madhouse. Let me play some music in the background here right quick. Reclude up here. Reclude, did you see that Notorious B.I.G. movie? I thought you'd be in the
yeah, movie. Dude, I saw it opening day. That's
oh,
fucking
did?
Shit.
Yeah, really.
Like, the only thing I don't like about it is how fucking, like, Tupac looked. That guy looked all weird and shit. He didn't look fucking anything
like Tupac. He sounded like him when he went, like that, you know. That's all he did. It sounded like Tupac. And the guy that was supposed to be Puffy looked nothing like him or sounded like nothing like him either.
Yeah, you know Poppy chose that motherfucker.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, definitely. But,
fucking, yeah, like, I mean, it's just, yeah, I mean.
The girl that played Little Kim had some nasty tits, too. Like, she had floppy tits. I can't imagine Little Kim really has a rack like that, because those are, like, really, she had, like, huge areolas. They're, like, huge, like the size of a fist.
Little Kim didn't, but,
she's no
yeah,
Little Kim.
It was. I mean, that's fucking. Lil Kim looked nothing like that.
Right. So, anyway, that's the. I recommend it. Reckwood recommends it. We both saw it. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's beast.
All right, so you got the numbers that I got here, that I sent you, rather? I sent you a few.
No, you sent me shit.
And you got shit. Send them to Nunu for some dumb reason. Who cares about him? Reclude, here we go. Reclude.
Fucking send it on Yahoo. I mean, I'm on Yahoo, too.
There we go. IRC, I'll send it everywhere.
Oh, okay.
You got them?
All right, what were we calling?
You tell me.
Did we call it Biggies, or who got pissed off?
Oh, Biggies. I called Biggies. I was rapping to Biggies, and the guy hung up on me. Like, yeah, let's call him back. I keep going, doobadabadoobop, and he just hangs up.
I was trying to act like, I got like a horrible Biggie Smalls imitation.
Uh-huh. All right.
So we could try, I guess we could try that.
All right, cool. I'll spoof us another number. He won't even know it. Cool. All right, don't go anywhere, bro. Let's do that right now. Let me go back to my music here. Hang on, I lost it. Shitballs. There we go.
Dude, you know what you gotta do?
What's that?
You have to fucking, you have to like, give somebody the band privileges in there. People are fucking up in the chat room.
What's going on? Is it Douche? Is it that Douche kid fucking around?
I don't know who. That's all in people. Fucking ban everybody.
Yeah, look, he figured out his colors finally, though. Interesting. Anyway. Long story. Don't worry about it. We'll be right back.
Biggies, can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Biggies?
This is Hello. Biggies?
My friend's going to talk to you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? On the one. What kind of specials you guys got tonight?
I can't hear what you're saying, hon.
What's wrong? Can you hear what I'm saying now?
What are you saying?
I'm saying I want to hear the specials, what you guys got going on tonight. Good
okay.
Looking at me and shit, fool. You get slapped, fool. Come on, you old bag. Just tell me what the fucking specials are so I'll come down and sell you a rock and shit.
You want to hold on just a moment?
On.
Okay.
On.
Okay.
One,
here,
two.
Take this one, Brian.
One, two.
Brian took it all right. Brian terminated the call. That's a funny Biggie impersonation. I like that.
Yo, I try.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Remember those calls he used to get? What the hell was that dumb call skit he used to get?
To place a call, press 1.
And the guy in the movie, he looked like Biggie, but he wasn't nearly as black as Biggie. Biggie was, like, super dark, man, like Africa black. Like, pitch black sometimes. Like, on his album covers, he looks so dark. And like, ooh, you can... Not, no, I didn't mean to say, ugh, but... He's a dark, dark brother, man. Like, not Wesley Snipes quite, like they said in the movie, but a pretty dark guy. Hey, anyway, another prank call?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, whatever, I'm talking bullshit. We got the bars here. Jiffy Lube, we already called the Jiffy Lube. I don't think I sent that, even sent that one to you.
Yeah, let's see here. Call on, man. Let me see what we got here.
There's a casino. There's two casinos, as a matter of fact.
Fucking casino. Yeah, where's the casino at?
Mountain, Nevada.
Nevada, obviously. Wait, real quick story, and then, like, see if... Wells, Nevada. There is this... I stopped there when I did my little cross-country fucking trip one time. Fucking
okay.
Banging whores and gambling, all sorts of crazy shit, dude.
Right. Okay.
It was like fucking, wow, wait, we gotta call this place. Dude, there's one casino in town. I got fucking kicked out of it.
What's it called, do you remember?
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. There's only one.
All right, I'm pulling it up now, if I could spell
it's
casino.
Like Wells, Nevada. That's
yeah.
What, dude, I tell you what, these fucking cops of that town were relentless.
Really?
Like, anybody that pulled past a certain road off the highway, they would fucking pull you over, no matter what.
There's Lucky J Casino here, or there's Four Way Casino Cafe and Bar. I think it's the Lucky J Casino, must be.
Yeah, because the fucking, yeah, let's see here. They got two fucking whorehouses in town.
Two whorehouses?
So, yeah, okay, there we go, right there. I'll tell you exactly where that motherfucker is. Yeah, it was this. I think it was like the only. There was only like one halfway decent sized casino.
Okay.
And then the other one, there was like two whorehouses. One that Jack Dempsey used to own or some shit. And it's like you could only go like so far, and if you went past a certain point, the cops would pull you over.
What?
And they're fucking arresting people. So what I did was I sat there with my car and I waited, and they fucking arrested somebody, and I just drove past them.
Oh,
I waited
until
the cops were occupied. That's the only reason I got past them. Otherwise, they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing in town, boy?
So you just do shit in your car with a girl? Is that how it goes? That's the brothel?
No. I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to get past the fucking cops.
Oh, I
like,
got you.
It's, all that shit's, like, past. It's weird. Like, right off the highway, like, you go past a certain point, and they do not fuck around at
all. Oh, so just strict-ass cops just pulling people over. Okay, I got you. I thought you meant once you went to the brothel, like, let you get so far with a girl... Until they pull you over.
No, the brothel's weird. I didn't end up fucking doing anything. That was fucking weird ass shit. I had to go chill on there. We're like $200, $300. There was no like $20. It was all like $100 bills.
Were you gambling or just some broads you were spending?
No, I'm talking about just the whorehouse. Like they didn't even
God.
Like the thing dispensed. Like it would take like $20 fee too.
Yeah, I bet.
Fucking $20 fee and give you like hundreds. Like you could only get like 200, I think, was the least.
Yeah.
And these fucking whores came out, and I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me, dude. It was like, I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
It was beat ass, like hitting on her.
Yeah.
And I said something really inappropriate. She threw me out of the fucking.
Said something inappropriate. Because
like what it was, she was like, she was just joking around or something. I can't remember what she said. She was like, you win again, I'm going to take you in your bathroom, have your ass out, or some shit, like, just joking around, like, you know? I said, like,
right.
At the end of the night, I was like, hey, what's up, baby? I was like, that offer for the bathroom still down, or what? What's up? I get this fucking guy out of here. Get him the fuck out of here.
For that? She did that? What a bitch.
Because I was like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I guess I was drunk or whatever. I didn't touch or anything. I was just like, hey, what's up? What's going down? Come across. But nah, bro, I didn't come across.
Nah, I guess not, man.
Fucking threw me out of the fucking place. I tried to hit on some fucking Mexican broad over at the other place. That didn't fucking work out because of the cop situation. I had to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, at that point, forget it, man.
It was a fun time, though. I mean, I tell you what, it was a fun little town.
Yeah, true that, man, true that. I gotta look into finding a good place to go to for my bachelor party.
Up in Philly?
Atlantic City probably is what we're going to do. So... On a Saturday, yeah. So there's got to be places. I don't think there's a... No, maybe not in Atlanta City itself. There has to be something up there, I'm sure. It's that kind of town, you know? Or nearby. Somewhere classy. Not classy, but I'm saying just nothing... I don't want like some hole in the wall with like nasty women in. You know, if I'm gonna do it, I want to do it right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, do it. I mean, yeah. Do it good. You know, have fucking. We'll find you. Yeah, I'm sure we can find a place. I've been out there in a while. It's fun out there. But yeah, we'll find you a fucking place.
Awesome. All right.
Get you some nasty ass fucking hoovers.
Nice. All right. Cool. So you want to call the casino? The Lucky J, is that who you want to mess with, or are you just mentioning that?
Wait. The one up there?
Yeah, that's the one. I got it ready to go.
What the hell, what is that? Yeah, whatever, pull it up.
All right, this is the one you went to so long ago and you got kicked out and all that. All that stuff. All
right, we'll try to talk to Save Broad. I doubt she's there, but I don't know. It seemed like a family business. She might still be there. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. All right, hang on, man.
Lucky J.
Hey, you guys at Casino Rod in Wales?
Yeah.
You might be the woman I was talking to. You the one deals blackjack over there?
Oh, no. That's over at the four-way, but they took the 21 tables out now.
Oh, yeah? When they do that?
Oh, let's see. 2 weeks ago?
Oh, geez, why they do that?
Because they wasn't making any money off of them right
now. Off of the 21 tables. I used to play them all the time every time I come down the freeway there. That's what I was trying to find out, you know what I mean? Here's my predicament, right? I was driving down. I go every once in a while, live over in Sacramento, and I drive over sometimes just when I need something like that. I'm just trying to find, you know, I'm not really into those brothels down there. I'm just trying to find something a little different, you know what I mean? So I know they got them around the casinos and stuff like that. I just want to see if you knew anything about that. Because I know the lady at the four-way I was dealing with blackjack, you know, me and her had a little something, but I can't get in touch with her right now. You wouldn't have to know her name, would you?
Well, I know several of them.
Yeah, there's some broad. She's a, what is she about?
What's she look like?
She's about middle-aged. Can't remember. I was kind of tipsy. I think it was like brown, blonde hair, something like that. You know what I'm talking about? I was talking to her all night. You know what I'm talking about down there? Because me and her had a little something, you know. And a lot of guys that go down to brothels over there, that ain't my style, you know. I'd like a, you know, you try to get a real woman, you know what I mean? That's me and her hit it off having a lot of drinks and stuff over there. So, I mean.
I don't know.
A lot of money at them tables, I'll tell you what. What you got over there? Is this the wrong place? I must have been over at the four-way then. What place is this? This place them slot machines over there?
Yeah, this is the Lucky J. Down
Lucky
at the other...
Lucky J?
It's down at the other Flying J truck stop.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So the four-way, now this is a standalone casino right off of the road there.
On the corner?
I recall when they were snowing there and I had to stop over for the night and I came in there and then... You know, and that's what happened. It's all by them motels over down there.
Yeah, that's,
you know, talking
four-way.
That's the four-way.
Four-way.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys are over down the street, down that little gas station right there, right?
Right.
What's your name, honey?
Julie.
Julie, that's right. You got any kids?
I do.
All sweethead. How old are you? I think I've seen you down there. I think I've got some gas off you. You work the gas machines over there?
No, I normally work at the four-way in the cage. It's the cashier cage.
Oh, okay. You probably didn't see me then.
I probably have.
Yeah, I'm just a trucker. I'm just old hillbilly from Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I come up there all the time. That's a great area. You got blonde hair? Is that the one I seen? You a Hispanic, or which one are you?
No, just brown hair.
Because I seen that, there was a Hispanic girl at that gas station, I tell you what, and she run me out of there because I was just hooping and hollering. Sometimes I like to gamble, you know what I'm saying? I just get a little rowdy, you know, been drinking and stuff like that. I was flinging them chips and stuff, and she was pretty cute. She's a little heavy set, but, you know, I don't know if you know her or not. But anyway, so is that four-way open right now? It should be, right?
Yeah.
What time
they
close on there?
They're open 24 hours.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Well, shit, they told me, they threw me out at 1 o'clock.
Oh, really? Yeah, they have the
Why do you think they do that? They told me they were closing. They had me out the door.
Really?
And why in the world would they do that for? You ever seen that before?
The only time they kick anybody off the tables, the blackjack tables, is if they're really drunk and they're being obnoxious or something, then they'll kick them off the table.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably was it. I mean, I can't remember a bunch, but I know I tried. You know what I'm saying? She would flirt with me and all this shit, and I tried to grab her hand, and they went crazy. Some guy threw me out of there.
Oh. Huh.
But we had something.
Yeah.
But we had something together. I think I might go down there and see if she's down there and give her a visit.
Yeah, you never know.
So, yeah, what's going on? Are you dating anybody down there? You got a husband or what?
Yep, I'm married.
Oh, well, shucks. You know any single women down there around the casinos? Because I drive through Wells quite a bit. I want to see if I can find me a regular girlfriend. You know, I'm just tired of being on the road so much. You know, I like to have a place closer. I run to Sacramento all the time. I'm getting tired of Arkansas, you know what I'm saying? I want to just try to find, settle down. I don't even care if she's a Mexican or Asian. I really don't care. I mean, you know, I'm pretty open, you know, just a nice lady, you know what I'm saying, cook me a couple meals. I mean, I'm on the road a lot, but, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying, I'm a good man.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of single women here.
Oh, yeah?
Go to
where
the
they work at?
Well, go to the four-way and go in the bar, and maybe you'll see some. I don't know. Or another bar. Yeah, there's another bar down on Main Street, Luther's, and a lot of them hang out there.
Oh, Luther's and then the four-way. Yeah, I've been to four-way. All right, so Luther's down the street and then four-way down there. What's your name again?
Julie.
All right. Well, thank you, Julie. I'll give him a call. I'm sure I'll see you down there at the cage or whatever. I'm staying over at the Super 8 right there. So, I mean, I'm sure I'll see you around.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, Rec Lewis, that was interesting.
So let's call. So now we got it. All right, let's see.
All right, I've got the number already, a four-way casino cafe and bar.
So now we can play this into, like, got, like, one name.
Right. We got some names.
And then we'll just, like, turn it around and just say, they're not going to know what the fuck's going on.
No. They won't.
We'll just turn it around and say, yeah, well, Julie told me there's a bunch of single women down there.
I can spoof the number as the Lucky J Casino when I call him.
No. Spoof it as, let me send you, yes, the Super 8.
Okay. The Super 8.
Like, here's the Super 8 number, dude. That place is, that's like the shadiest little town.
God, it sounds like
what,
it.
I'm posting on the Yahoo.
I got it. All right, Super
when
8.
I went into the actual town, there was a nice little motel in town. Just some guy ran it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty nice people, but anyways, we're about to find some single women in Wells, Nevada.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
This is what?
This is the four-way. The four-way. The four-finger Freddy. Four-way casino.
four-finger Freddy.
That's what it was, right? Four-finger? Yeah, it was.
All right, so they said they had a bar in there.
Yeah.
And, all right, so I guess we'll just, like, I don't know. We'll just
it's play a casino, by ear. It's this casino and bar. I don't have any reviews on it, but I found it here on the map. I'll send it to you. I'll send you. There you go, so you can see it also. That's what I found out. All right, hang on. Don't go anywhere, and nobody else go anywhere. Thank you.
Due to system maintenance, your call cannot be completed at this time. Let's try your call.
I think we're out of prank juice. Yeah, they
shit.
It is midnight.
Like midnight.
Damn.
Fuck.
They took it down completely. Fucking bastards. Oh, shit.
Why? I mean, it's like, don't they know it's fucking Thursday? I mean, come on.
I know.
What's going on with this? Garbage.
Yeah, I gotta see if I can find, see if I have another phone card. I don't have anything. No, I don't.
Shit, they locked me out of that fucking spoof tell. I don't know what the fuck. I can't
really?
Even, they won't send me a password, won't answer my emails. I don't know what the fuck their problem is.
Spoof tell what?
Yeah, fucking, I was like, I'm the best fucking spokesperson for them cocksuckers.
Oh, bro, on my phone, my new phone, my G1, the Google phone, I got an app that's by spoof card that lets me direct dial just by hitting the shit on the keyboard. It goes right to my spoof card account, and I put in the number I want to appear and the number I want to call.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, and it does it automatically, and then I can play all my recorded pranks, all my calls. I hit the buttons on the phone, and I can select it and play it right there without having to call
it
in.
I'm fucking good. I was considering what to get, but that sounds pretty.
Yeah, the G1 is awesome. There's a lot to do on it.
I'm about to switch up one time. Yeah. I'm about to get I have to get a LA number now, too.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's like I got to create this. It's fucking stupid, but it makes sense. It's like business reasons.
Yeah, you get a local number.
People take me more seriously out there if I get an LA number.
Yeah, so do that. I got myself a second line, and I got myself a new phone number and everything for the phone. Or, go with T-Mobile. That's the only way you can get the G1, unless you wait to get the next one that comes out for whoever.
Definitely.
I think I'm going to have to call the show. I might just play a few pranks and call it, I guess. No more live pranks, because unless a phone card shows up. If it does, call back in, all right?
All right, man. Well, I'm going to get back to work here, but right. Yeah, man. Fucking, have fun here with playing in pranks and stuff.
Right.
And
all right, well, you too. Have fun with your DJ. And you're not going to be back next week then, I'm presuming, right? You're going to be out of town? No, you got time.
11th,
yeah. Okay, got another.
Yeah,
another
so week. That week will be fucking shit. Because, like, Thursday night's going to be nuts. We're going to this place called Tijuana's or some fucking shit or Tequila's or some bullshit.
Sounds Mexican.
Anyways, it's a big club and it's got some killer shit. But, yeah, fucking might have to hit up Milkman out there if I get a chance.
Yeah, take him out.
I got to see because I would be fucking...
Definitely, man.
I'd be running like mad out there.
Thomas, send me his number, Hermano.
Shit this time and relax. Yeah, get in a rental car and a hotel and the whole nine.
Says to email him and you email each other your contact information and whatnot. You should have your own email. You have each other's email addresses from the ones that I send out. You should be able to see it in the headers there. So figure it out. Yeah. You're on the mailing list, the Madhouse mailing list with all the prank shows and all that.
So, yeah. I'm up there somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
Cool. Yeah. You'll find it in there. We'll figure it out. All right. Hey, Reclude, take care, man. You have a good week. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. You too.
All right, bro. All right. No spoof card anymore, I guess. Let me try it one more time just to make sure. Maybe it was just temporary, but I doubt it. When they said for that long, I hope they don't screw it up. If they're doing maintenance, I hope it doesn't end up screwing up the options or something.
Due to system maintenance, your call cannot be completed at this time.
No, it's out. They are out. All right, Chuck, you let me know. Excuse me, Chuck, if you want to go on early, if you can. Excuse me, let me know. I'm going to do a little bit of something here. All right, we can keep doing, going through other stuff, I guess, older stuff. Let me go into the forums. A little something. Maybe just call it early. This is an early show. Maybe, I don't deserve it to do a long show since I have been neglecting the podcast listeners. I really need to get those podcasts up. And it's funny because last month, December, I didn't update any December shows until the last day of the month. And I think that's what's going to end up happening here. All the January shows are going to go up like on the last day of the month. So everyone gets happy when they see, oh my god, four new episodes, five, six new episodes of the show because of the Monday show.
Oh my god!
But then they don't.
Oh, god, wait! Oh.
Then they go through withdrawals.
Oh,
jeez. What happened to Hollywood anyway? He was here and he left. Kind of worried about him. He's a little upset.
A douchebag started being a douche and then he took off.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Here's one, Hollywood had found this for us. We talked about the Jack Masterson heart attack burger prank calls. I found them funny. They're a little long. There's two of them, I believe, or it's just one long one to two different people in the same call. Regardless, listen to this. We'll be right back.
Is this the restaurant with the burgers?
I'm sorry?
Is this the restaurant that has the burgers?
We do have burgers.
Hang on, I don't have a big enough fetus in my mouth. Hang on.
I'm sorry?
You hear me now? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. You guys do takeout orders?
We do.
Do you have call ahead seating at all? Like, if I call ahead, will you seat me?
Are you talking about this evening, or?
Well, I'm gonna call, and I wanna tell you what kind of burgers I want. And then, you do the curbside thing. Come in.
No, but we do just regular calling where you can come in and pick it up.
Oh, yeah, like takeout stuff.
Uh-huh.
I was just working out is what I'm saying, I'm sorry for breathing so hard, I've been working out,
Right.
I'm Jack Masterson. You want to take my order?
Sure, hold on, please.
All right. Is this the lady? Who am I talking to now? Can you speak up loud?
I'm Jack Masterson.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't really hear you.
I'm trying to get takeout seating, but if you can't hear me, there's no sense to doing this because your phone sucks.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Kate.
Hi.
Hello.
You sound like you're a person of authority.
I'm not, but what do you need?
I'm trying to make an order for takeaway.
Right. Okay. And what would you like?
Your burgers. What is your biggest burger?
What is the biggest burger? They're all the same size.
Okay, well, they're
half pound.
Half pound, okay. Alright, I want two of those half pound burgers with cheese, bacon, mayo, and mustard, okay?
The mayo and mustard will be on the side.
Okay. I'm sorry for breathing so hard, I was just working out.
Okay, what kind of cheese?
You know, I was working out, I weighed 382 pounds, I lost weight. And I started getting this pain in my chest in the middle of my treadmill workout. And I had enough of this.
You just worked out bacon cheeseburgers?
Yeah. I had enough of this dieting thing. It feels like there's an elephant sitting on my chest right now. I'm done with this dieting stuff.
Well, I don't know if that's what's causing that.
It's
either working out. What kind of cheese?
I'm just so stressed out with working out. I can feel it's like my whole arm is going numb.
Sir.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese on your burger?
Oh. Yeah. You have yellow American?
I do.
Oh. God, have you ever had this feeling before from working out?
No, sir. I think maybe you might want to hang up and get some medical attention.
Oh God. No, it's just like there's an elephant, right? His ass is right on my sternum. Oh, God. I think I just need to eat.
I don't think so.
Oh, God. It's like it's going all the way down my left arm. Oh, God. Look at that.
Sir?
Yeah.
You need to call somebody else. Maybe you need to call the doctor.
I think I just need to eat a little bit. I've been stressing myself out.
What else do you want?
What else do you have that you fry over there?
Pardon me?
Oh, God. What else do you fry?
I can't understand you.
You fry. You're frying. You know, you make fries. You have a fry machine?
Okay, fries. It's 75 cents extra. You want two orders or one? Okay, hold on one moment.
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Hi, sir. You sound like you're a man in authority. Is that, would I be correct?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name's...
Well, I've never had the hardest time riding with your staff ever trying to make a to-go order, and they put me through the three people, and the lady on the line is suggesting I call somewhere else. Is my money not good here or something?
No, I don't understand.
What did she tell you?
She didn't tell me anything. She said we have a hard time hearing you.
Well, I was giving her my order for two burgers and fries. I'm sorry, I'm breathing heavy, I was working out, and I started getting this feeling on my chest, like, it's like 1,000 knives of fire, like, I don't know, it's like a lot, like something, there's a big weight on my chest, like an elephant sitting on it or something, and, I don't know, I'm just out of wind, or I figured I'd make an order for food, and she said she's gonna put me on hold. Did you get the order, at least?
That's what I'm here to do, to get your order. I guess they're having trouble hearing back there because we...
Oh, God.
So they're having trouble hearing in the bar.
Well, I'm feeling... I sat down now, and I still feel the pressure a little bit. Well, it's getting a little better. I'm losing the feeling. Like, my left arm is a little numb right now, but I think if after I eat, I'll feel a little better.
Okay, what would you like?
I wanted two of those 1.5-pound burgers. With the patties, I want them stacked, like, two in each one, you know, so, like, a whole pound.
So you want two in one bun.
Oh, God. Oh, there it is again. Oh, God. I can't hear...
Maybe you should call a doctor.
I'm sure after I eat, I'll feel a lot better. It's a huge pressure on my chest. It just started, I've lost like 40 pounds in the last month, and I don't know if you heard of me. I'm Jack Masterson. I was in the Sentinel the other week, and had actual talk about me losing weight. I've been working out as much as I can, 18 hours a day almost. Just up, I get up, I eat oatmeal, And I started getting this pain in my chest. I said, forget this shit, you know. I'm just going to get myself a burger and, you know, let it be, whatever happens. I never had a pain like this before. Oh, God, it's like my jaw is almost like... You ever get this feeling before?
No.
It feels like I'm heartbroken. I've never been broken hearted before. Maybe that's what it is, man. Oh, God. Oh.
Why don't you hang out with me and call an ambulance to come?
Oh, God. I can shake. I don't think. I mean, I can drive down there. I don't think it's safe for me to be walking around, though, you know?
Yeah, why don't you hang up on me and call for 911 for an ambulance.
I'll get to that. Do you, like, I'm going to drive myself to the hospital, I think. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, God. I'm going to stop by, you know. You don't do the curbside takeaway real quick?
I don't think eating was going to help you. I think you should just hang up and then call an ambulance.
Oh.
Take you to the doctor.
Oh, God. Hang on. I got it now. That's much better right there. Hey, you got any toilet paper? Much better now. I think maybe I just a little blog back there. It helps me to talk about it while I'm doing it sometimes. Could you hear the echo? I put some mattress up in the bathroom.
Are you gonna order any food?
Huh?
Are you gonna order any food?
No, I'm just calling to give you a waste your time and make you put your resources somewhere else and your staff. That's what I do. That's my job, dude. That's what I do. That's my MO. You don't like it? You got a problem?
Yeah.
What do you want to do about it? You got any bread? You want some bread? How much bread you want? I'll give you some bread. Hey, Dieter. What's your name, boy? No bread. Bread going once? All right, that's it.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
How often called
you? You fucking painless shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
I love Jack.
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit. That's what she told us way back in 2005, Milkman, and I think that we've done a good job of doing just that. That was an escort we called, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
I didn't say anything.
You're fat. 382 pounds. You're fat.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're fat. Then I had Lego call back. Remember? Lego called back. and said, hey, yeah, I'm sorry, you know, apparently someone called my brother fat, and he gets upset, he's kind of, you know, the lady's like, no, we didn't say that, we would not have said that, no, they were lying, we have him on tape saying that, the lady's in the background saying, then you're fat, that's horrible to say to some, like a fat person, they don't say that to them, you don't tell them they're fat. What's that about? Hey, we got a card,
yeah,
Lonesome Loser.
That.
Lonesome Loser sent in a car there, Milkman. We got a car.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Lonesome Loser.
Cool. All right, cool. Give me just a moment. I got to fix something on the phone machine here. Madhouse Radio. Getting ready to wrap things up here pretty soon. We got a phone card that came in from Lonesome Loser. Thank you. Not only does he confirm, he also provides. It brings to the table in many more ways than one, and we are all ways of one. Many more of us making our way upon one altar. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Coming up next, we have numbers to, I don't know, a Greek restaurant. Let's call another Greek restaurant. Oh, matter of fact, I don't know who I want to call. We fucked with somebody at first. Who did it get mad for a while there? That I said I wanted to call back.
That's for Nick.
Spanish Greek Island.
Yeah, can I speak to Nick, please?
Nick, there is no Nick here.
What about Nico?
No Nico.
What about Gus?
No Gus.
How is there a Greek restaurant where there's no Nick, Nico, or Gus?
You know what? There really isn't.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's
there's
like...
There's a Mario and a Manoli.
That's all Italian names, though.
No, what? Those are Spanish names, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, those, do you have Puerto Ricans working there?
Sort of.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. You know, that's like going to a black place and, you know, they give you bad service and then you're surprised about it.
Yeah, yeah, you
you agree that black people get back service?
I don't.
You just did. You said, yeah, yeah, I got you on tape.
Yeah, I was just trying to...
I got you saying yeah again.
...conversation, so,
No.
Yeah, I'm going to finish doing what I'm doing.
You're a racist person. Go cut your limes, woman. Go ahead.
Okay.
I give you permission, you submissive. Oh, God, that's stupid. Cutting her limes, she got so much to do. Right. Bullshit. Let's call England. Scotland, as a matter of fact. Christopher MacDonald in Aberdeenshire, Scotland. Let's give him a call, see how he or she is doing this morning. Stand by. It's a Scottish wake-up call, because they're always so cheery at 5 in the morning.
Hello?
Hi, is this the woman? Hey, woman. Hello, Miss MacDonald.
Yes?
Hi, how are you, big lady? I hope I didn't wake you up too early. Is it too early?
Calling.
Huh? This is Valente. I'm calling on behalf of Christopher MacDonald. And he wanted me to give you a call, let you know that he's not going to be able to make it into work. So you need to come over and try to help him out with the diapers. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm presuming they're related, because your last name is MacDonald. And they both live in the same city. And then I realized this is Scotland we're talking about. And they're probably all last name is MacDonald or McMurphy, McGriffin. What else? What's other good common Scottish last names? Milkman and Tuck, I'm trying to think here. Wilson?
You got me muted, McDougal.
Well, if you keep making noise and playing music, Milkman, I have to block you for the quality of the show and the audio.
Dude, fucking somebody's calling me and I didn't answer the phone.
Why don't you put yourself on your microphone on mute until it starts ringing or something?
Because I'm not on that microphone. I'm on the studio microphone.
But you couldn't cover it or you couldn't silence the phone? I mean, is there no common sense? Over?
Dude, it's a condenser mic. How am I going to cover it? It would make noises rattling.
You don't have common sense, Milkman. Sometimes, honestly, I don't know where your head is. I think you have... I don't know. You don't compute. It's
wow.
Okay. You're a little slow, Milkman. You're a slow man. You're old. Old man, it's okay. You're senile.
What?
Look at me away. Hy-Vee Gas. We're going to call Hy-Vee Gas. And I'm going to ask them about this problem with Milkman. Maybe something to be concerned with. You better stop using antiperspirant deodorant, man. I think it's fucking with you, the aluminum. Alright.
Everywhere, people pissing on the
fridge, you know they just don't care. We're sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
Oh, crap.
Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call?
I'm getting bored with my show already. I'm going to call it a night, I believe, Milkman. There's nothing else to do. I think we made plenty of a statement here. I don't feel like calling Denny's because those never really go anywhere. They're always polite there and they just hang up. Big Dick's Buckhorn Inn.
Now.
We're calling Belushi's Bar.
You have 6 hours, 50 minutes for this call.
Our call's probably traveling beneath some kind of underwater cable right now? Or do you think it's a satellite we're going over? I wonder. Probably satellite.
Satellite, dude.
I don't think we have a satellite link up, sir. Can you try resetting your modem box, please?
The modem box.
I need you to kick it, give a nice kick in the ass, and you restart the modem box so we can get the ATM start working, sir. Hello?
The ATM is not working.
That's what I'm saying. We're trying to fix it. I need you to reboot the modem box.
Sorry, I can't do that.
What are you doing right now? Why aren't you at your station? What's your ID number?
ID number?
Yes.
What kind of number?
Do you have your papers on you?
No, I don't have it.
All foreigners are supposed to have papers. Because
yeah, but if you want anything, just call after 8 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe I'll punch you in the face, jerk off. Go reboot the modem box, you son of a bitch.
Come and push me.
I'm gonna push you on the floor. I'm gonna pull out my penis in front of you and make you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Come and do it.
How many mothers do you have, or how many fathers? I think is more funny. All right, that guy's funny. That guy apparently he just hangs out there. There's a webcam there also. Was that on video? Let me know, folks. Let me know, Lonesome Loser, Nunu Loser, brothers and sisters. Just be thankful. Cogan, he says he thought it was passed out on the webcam. I'm pulling up the webcam feed now. I'll try to call him back, matter of fact. I'm not afraid. Not scared. We can only do international calls if we're going to keep going tonight. It is not possible to call any domestic numbers right now. Due to the protections that we have placed since the raid show on November 18th. December 18th. I don't see anybody there on the camera right now. Psychic Chuck, I hope you're ready to go on, man, because I am about to sign off. Give me a high sign, a low sign, Psychic Chuck. Give me a sign. Anytime, Psychic Chuck, we have confirmation. Anyway, be sure to stay tuned for Psychic Chuck Party Nation coming up next at SyndicateRadio.tv. Psychic Chuck is a good man. Whatever, fuck. Just listen to me. Sidekick Party Nation coming up next. Good show. Giving away prizes tonight, I understand. He's got 2 tickets to that UFC fight this weekend over in Las Vegas. Be sure to look out for that. I don't know what kind of contest he's got. Let us know in the chat room. What are you going to do for that? Are we showing our titties tonight for that? I'll definitely do that. All right. Milkman, take us out of here, brother man.
All right, my brother. I'd like to thank all you handouts for tuning in tonight. It's been a wonderful show. It's great to have you back. Thank all our friends over there at the Madhouse. 90.6 The Mouth, once again. Also, our friends over there at syndicator.radio.tv. Hey, thanks a lot for joining in. And don't miss out on the next installment of Zolar's Party Nation. That's right here on your local favorite syndicator station. That's right, you know. Thanks to all our guys. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Dr. Lego. Thanks, Zolar. Thanks, Ted. Thanks to everybody, but especially you, our listeners. You know why? Because we love you. We do it every week for you. That's right, the most interactive radio fun comedy show you can tune in every week. Bring your friends, but better yet, send us your enemies, because they're always welcome in the Madhouse. But without our fearless leader, the militia, the Madhouse, the Generalissimo, Hermanito Carlito, thank you so much. We're busting all our laugh nuts tonight.
45 minutes for this call.
Oh, I see my cam going for the phone. Answer the phone. He looked at the ID. He didn't answer it. I'm watching him, the bastard. What a fucking prick that guy. Lucky my spoof card isn't working, Mr. Foreigner, in the coffee shop in Edinburgh, England, wherever that is. It sounds like a nasty town. Milkman, are you done wrapping things up? I'm sorry, I had to interrupt. I tried to prank call that guy again. I felt the spirit. Milkman, coffee is the color. All right, Milkman wrapped up. All right, Milkman. I want to thank Milkman. Lonesome Loser. No, you see?
All right, peace out. All right, good. We love you, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Milkman, and we love you, too. Tuck is, we've got a website, tuckermike.com. Be sure to check that out, Revolutuck, revolutuck.blogspot.com.
Yeah, that's right, tuck.com, Revolutug.
Tugboatthomas.com. Yep, and,
that's right.
Our website is madhouselive.com.
ThreeFingerFreddy.com.
Heard at the last minute.
.com.
Thanks for sending in that phone card last minute. Also, thank you very much, sir, for the good deal with the prank call confirmation. Nunu for the ideas as well as the numbers.
The man that makes it all happen. Sir Nunu, the Ponce-a-Lot.
Yeah. We'll mess with this guy next week, Nunu. Take it easy. I'm out of here, guys. I'm out of gas. Bye. Have a good week. End. Hold up, I know what I wanted to talk about. We had to talk about the news articles. Hang on, I can't leave without doing the news. I promised that one guy that we were going to talk about these news articles. Hang on, that's right.
I was asking you if you remember if you heard about the clown car vagina out here, this illegal immigrant that popped out 8 babies.
Oh, yeah. Did they all survive? Did they all survive?
2 of them with cerebral palsy.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Yeah, 2 of them with cerebral palsy because they're so squashed up inside that thing. The clown car vagina.
All right. Milkman here, real quick, going to run through these because I wanted to get to them. Here, number one, and we didn't get the prank call. We had the phone number. This guy in Daytona Beach owns a pizza restaurant. The kid was staying with the family and said, hey, I want a calzone, but I don't like feta cheese in it, and no sauce. She likes it plain. They called, they ordered it, they got the wrong thing, they got it with the stuff in it, they went back. They got beat up, apparently, for complaining and asking for a return, for a return on the money, return on invoice. Apparently, like most people, Richard Penny figured the mistake would be corrected when he called, to report about the problem with the calzone. The guy told him to come down there. He went down there. The guy said, talked to him outside, and then said, all right, well, I'll tell you what, come to the counter, and I'll take care of it. So they went up to the counter, and the owner pistol-whipped the guy, and then called and said that he tried to rob him, and he was protecting himself. So the cop said, you have video surveillance? And the guy's like, yeah, but it was turned off. And it said, bullshit, and they turned on the video surveillance. They saw the video, and they saw that he just beat him up for no reason. So that is something right there. A plumber retrieved a $70,000 ring that was flushed down a restaurant toilet. Apparently some restaurant in Arizona. A woman dropped her $70,000 wedding ring.
$78,000, yeah, dude.
And they called Mr. Reuter, and 2 plumbers came out, and the guy ended up paying, I think the bill was like $250 for...
$5,100.
$250 for broken tile,
no,
and then...
$5,100.
$5,100, really. Yeah, $5,200 bill from Mr. Reuter, plus $250 to retile the bathroom floor. Plumber. Yeah, and an extra $600 to the plumber and to the employee of the diner who had to stay late. That's pretty interesting. I don't know what I'd do if I lost
and
a ring.
The city charged him $1,500 on top of it all.
That's a lot of money, man. But I guess for a $70,000 ring, if you don't want to lose out on it, I guess you got to shell out. I guess it's not that big of a deal, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, not the expert in these things, but $70,000.
It costs $78,000 to buy it, and it probably isn't even worth 5 or 6.
Yeah. It's all... The stone probably isn't.
Soon as you buy one, dude, the value goes to almost nothing.
A worker in Walmart was rolling back prices too much, apparently. Erica Marie Jones of Windy Hill Road and Roxy... Nevada. She went in. Her friend came in with 7 pairs of jeans, a baby crib, pair of scrubs, picture frame, sweatsuit, laundry detergent, a bra, 4 pairs of pants, diapers, pizza, coffee, 4 12 packs of drinks, canned goods, air freshener, nachos, noodles, frozen goods, chips, and a family pack of beef. That all should have come out to $547.50. Erica sold it to her for $5.25 on the low. They didn't make it out of the store. The woman got caught by surveillance paying only $5-something for over $500 worth of food and items. I used to work for an Albertsons. I used to be a bagger in a grocery store, and I was a cashier there, and I worked in the liquor store. There was this guy whose mom came in once, and he skip-scanned half the... Basically, when you're scanning stuff, he would pick it up and move it over but not scan it. And it was about half the order. And his mom, like, knew about it. And they found out, like, really easily. And they fired him, like, right in front of the employees and in front of customers. Like, they came in there and,
They told him they took him right as soon as they had evidence, like pulled him right off his register, and they told him why in front of everybody. It was a pretty big deal. So pretty nasty. Anyway, that's the news. That's the news of the late. I wanted to make sure I made a point of that. Anyway, we're done. Thank you again. We're out of here. Bye, Milkman. Bye, Tuck. Bye, ladies. Bye, gentlemen.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.